So we got you this morning at 7:15. Tickets to check out Miranda in Little Big Town Saturday night at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. But good morning. It's US 99 and Styles and Roman. And we need some help. We need your advice. 312-946-4995. Let's break it down like this. We have a buddy. And let's be for real. Money is tight for every single one of us. I mean, we have responsibilities now. You have a mortgage. You have rent. You got to go grocery shopping. You got to pay insurance. And then hopefully, after all those bills are paid, you hope that you have a little bit of money left over so you can have a little bit of fun in your life.
So we're talking to this guy, a really good friend of ours, and he's kind of living check right now. Okay, which a lot of people are. Understand completely.
Mm-hmm.
But enter in the fact that he met a girl and he really wants to take her on a date. Like, he likes her. He's really into her. But here's the problem. Dates cost money, and I'll be honest, they're actually more expensive than people think.
Because let's talk about it. If you go to dinner, right off the bat, you got to pay for dinner. Then, if you got to valet your car as well, or if you got to pay for parking somewhere where you go to a restaurant, then afterwards, you're probably going to grab a drink if the date is going well. I mean, it all starts to add up. And next thing you know, you're like $300 in on your first date.
We were asking him, so what's going on? He's like, well, I want to ask her out, but it's got to be after the first of the month. I'm like, why? Well, that's when his next check comes in. Like, you can't wait 2 more weeks to ask this girl out. You gotta take her out. So we thought, why don't we open it up to our listeners? What are some really, really cool dates he can take her on?
For free!
That are free, or at least very, very, very inexpensive, because it made me kind of sad. Like, I don't want you to wait 2 weeks to ask this girl out because of money.
And our city is so beautiful. There are so many hidden gems that you may know about that we don't know about that we want to pass along to our buddy who's actually listening right now. Hey, buddy.
We're not going to say his name.
Hey, dude.
And we're not going to say the girl's name either. 312-946-4995. We need your help. Give us some inexpensive or free date things that our buddy can do. Because, again, money's kind of tight. But we thought you guys are the smartest audience in the world. Why not help us help out our buddy?
312-946-4995. Call us up this morning. So your advice is definitely needed this morning. 312-946-4995. Long story short, we got a buddy. He's leaving paycheck to paycheck, but he wants to impress this girl and take her out on a first date.
So we're thinking, what are some cool things that you could do that are free or very, very low cost? Good morning, Beth. What's some advice you have for our buddy?
How about Star Rock?
Okay, what's that?
Star Rock is a place not too far from DeKalb that has walking paths and trails and waterfalls, and it's just beautiful to take hikes or have a picnic or do whatever.
Didn't you ever hear the song, Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls?
Yeah, I did.
Don't do that. Just don't do that.
And our buddy is a smoker, so I don't know how long he's going to be on this trail for.
Well, it was just an option I thought of, and it's free. So
you know what's really cool is we've been here our entire lives. I've never heard of Star Rock. I actually want to go check it out now.
Can someone feed the damn rock? Why is it starving?
I don't know. Turn me on
to... Let's see, we're about 11 minutes away. She's going to be here Saturday out in Tinley, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Miss Miranda Lambert along with Little Big Town. Going to be an amazing show. And we got tickets for you coming up at 7:15.
And also, Miranda's boyfriend's band is opening up, right?
Yeah, Turnpike Troubadours.
Man.
Uh-oh.
No comment.
Uh-oh.
So our buddy, a good friend of ours, kind of going through some financial trouble, but he's met this girl that he really wants to take on a date. And, you know, dates cost money. So we're thinking 312-946-4995. What is something free or very inexpensive that he could do to impress this girl on a date? So good morning, Maria from Joliet. What's your advice?
Good morning. I would definitely say a cute little picnic like at Cantini Park, even Starred Rock. You can pack your own sandwiches, a little bottle of wine. And then you guys have your own time where nobody's really around. You go to the bar, you can't even talk.
Now, Maria, now you being a girl, if a guy took you on a picnic on a first date, would you think it's cute?
I would definitely think it's cute. I'm not very high maintenance, so I would think it'd be totally cute.
Well, you know what? You're not high maintenance, so God bless you and girls just like you, because a lot of people are the opposite of that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm good with pretty much anything not high maintenance at all. So I think a picnic would be very cute and time to actually get to know each other.
Well, can we get your phone number right now? We want to pass it along to our buddy who doesn't have any money.
Sure.
4 minutes away. Miranda, Little Big Town. They're here Saturday night. We got tickets for you, but good morning. It's Chicago's hottest country, US 99. Long story short, we got a buddy. He's pretty much living paycheck by paycheck, but he wants to take this girl out on a first date. So what can he do that's inexpensive throughout the Chicagoland area.
312-946-4995. Good morning to Linda from Morton Grove. What is your advice?
The Grove in Glenview. Address is 1441 to Milwaukee Avenue in Glenview. It's a
Are you the head of marketing for the Grove?
No, but I work there and I'm getting ready to go to work right now.
Okay, so what do you do at the Grove? What can you do on a first date there?
Well, there's trails to hike. There's animals to see. We have an interpretive center. You can pet a snake, pet a kissing cockroach, a turtle.
Nothing is more romantic than petting a snake or a kissing cockroach.
Well, you never know.
Linda, people really go to the Grove to kiss a cockroach?
No, pet it. It's a hissing cockroach.
Oh, so much more normal than a kissing cockroach. Gotcha.
No, it hisses sometimes. And then it's a historic landmark, and if you go there on the weekends between 11 and 3, you'll
Linda!
It's buy one, get one free of candles. I'm like, what?
You can kiss as many cockroaches as you want.
No. You'll see people dressed up as pioneers, and they'll take you to an old schoolhouse, a log cabin, an Indian longhouse, museum.
I just want to let everybody know that the Grove is not a sponsor of the Styles and Roman Show.
No, but we're very intrigued, and we'd be willing to work with you guys.
Well, we'd love to end October.
Oh, here we go. Here comes October.
We got to go. We got to give away Miranda
there's
Lambert.
There's a haunted house. There's a Halloween costume party.
Yes, sir. Come. Please come.
She got. It's 7:22 Wednesday morning at Chicago's hottest country, US 99. It's only like 60 degrees outside right now. That sun, very deceiving if you haven't left your house just yet.
But it feels kind of good after being really, really hot last week, right? Kind of a nice little change of pace.
Oh, I love it.
All right, so our buddy, long story short, he kind of tight on cash right now, but wants to take out this girl on a date. Well, dates cost money, so we thought, why not ask our audience like free or very inexpensive things they can do on a date?
So we got Anna joining the show this morning from Crest Hill. Anna, what are you thinking?
The Meeperville Riverwalk. It's actually where I went on my first date with my fiance. It's beautiful. We don't need any money for that.
Perfect. So what did you guys do up and down the Riverwalk? Just walk?
We walked around. We actually did get frozen yogurt, but that's only like $10. And then
how much frozen yogurt were you guys eating where it was $10?
Well, it's CBY, so it's a little expensive.
That's always the best part where you put it on that little weighing thing, you know, and you see like me and Connie always do, who's weighs more, and always like, oh, look at you getting way more than me.
It's a fun game being married, huh?
It is, man. You should try it.
I'm good.
That's a great game.
We have a huge announcement for you coming up at 7:50 this morning. You're definitely going to be like, oh, those are my guys, Styles and Roman. Hey, good morning. It's US 99. And yes, there's so many hidden gems throughout the Chicagoland area. When you go on a first date, you always don't have to go to like a really high class like steakhouse or an upper class like restaurant.
Now you
can always
go. Now you tell me.
Yeah, I mean, because those first dates, sometimes they always don't work out. And then when it's all said and done, you're $300 in the hole with a restaurant bill.
If you think about it,
and the
actually,
girl never calls you again.
Every first date you've ever been on doesn't work out until you marry the person. So every first date you've just wasted your money.
I guess.
I mean, if you want to look at it that way.
Looking at it, yeah.
Clearly I'm an optimist here. But good morning to Sarah from the South Loop. Give us some advice on something free you can do here in the city.
So I think a good idea is to rent a couple of the Divvy bikes. You can get them at, you know, any station all along the lakefront trail, mm-hmm. and then ride on the lakefront trail and bring a bottle of champagne or something and sit and have a few glasses of champagne on the lake.
Are you suggesting that they drink and ride a bike?
I am, yeah.
Is that against the law here in Illinois?
No, is it? That's a good question.
I don't think it's against the law.
If there are any police officers, 312-946-4995, is it against the law to drink wine and ride a bike?
You know what? My sister's a cop. Should we call my sister right now?
I would love to know.
All right, hold on, Sarah. You're on the phone with us right now. I hope she's working this morning. Let me see if we can get her on the phone. Has any guy ever done this with you, Sarah?
Yes.
Did they get arrested for it?
No.
All right.
Hello?
Yes, my sister Elizabeth answered. So, Elizabeth, you are a police officer, yes or no?
Yes.
All right, and we have Sarah on the phone. Sarah, meet my little sister Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. Good morning, Sarah.
All right, we have a question, a serious question.
Okay.
Obviously, drinking and driving is horrible. Never, ever, ever do it. But a question is, if you're on a Divvy bike, could you drive a Divvy bike and drink a glass of wine?
Yes, it's not motorized.
Oh, so you can ride a Divvy bike through the Chicagoland area and not get a bike UI?
Correct. You would not get a DUI.
I don't think that's the actual term of bike UI, but
I just made it up. It's okay. So are you sure, Elizabeth?
Yes, I am sure.
True or false, your wedding was the best wedding of all time?
Very, very, very true.
And Sarah wants to know why she wasn't invited.
Oh, sorry, Sarah. Maybe next time.
Next time.
Oh, right. David, there's going to be a next time. The U.S.